A new report by a business think tank has found state-integrated schools offer the best value for money compared to their private and public counterparts. State-integrated schools are generally run by religious groups or use specialist education methods such as Steiner and Montessori. The New Zealand Initiative found they charge much lower annual fees, typically $1,500 a year, compared with $20,000 for private schools. It also found that students at integrated schools are more likely to gain university entrance qualifications. The person who did the study is Joel Hernandez, a policy analyst at New Zealand's Initiative. He joins me now. Morena to you, Mr. Hernandez.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
What is it about a special interest school that outperforms state or private?
So, crucially, our school performance tool, which showed us these results, can't tell us what's happening inside the classroom. What it can do is show us and the Ministry of Education where to look better. So what our tool was able to show us was there was 24 high-performing, these are schools in the top quarter of all the secondary schools in New Zealand, 24 private, 42 state-integrated, and 51 state schools that were in that top quarter that were performing above 75% of every other school in the country. Now, what we want to do is we want to look into these schools and see what are the key teaching methodologies that are leading to these better outcomes so that we can find out what the best methods for every school in the country is.
Is there something about the philosophical underpinning of the school that might contribute to their outperformance?
What we suspect is state-integrated schools have potentially higher levels of discipline or maybe have more traditional teaching methods, might be less likely to have progressive teaching methods that might lead to better educational outcomes for their kids. We do know that state-integrated schools were formerly private schools before they were integrated into the state in 1975.
But your research does point to the fact that paying vast amounts of fees per year in private schools, the top-notch schools, doesn't necessarily deliver the educational achievements that might be wanted.
Well, we do find that private schools do outperform state schools on average as well. So what our research shows that if we look at the average student, they're predicted to have a 30.5% chance of getting university entrance attainment. But at private schools, that's 37.4% compared to state integrated, which is 38.8%.
Why did you choose university entrance as the measure of success?
So we chose university entrance because a lot of private schools offer Cambridge and IB, or International Baccalaureate, over NCA, which means if you look at NCA results, you won't get a good picture of how private schools are performing compared to state-integrated and state, as well as university entrance covers a suite of different academic achievements, including literacy and numeracy as well.
Indeed. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Joel Hernandez, who's a policy analyst at the New Zealand Initiative.